Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., I'm your host today, and in keeping with our ongoing performances on this radio station, or ongoing recordings, we're going to continue featuring a specific ensemble. And we have not had music played by the Baltimore Consort in a long time on this program, so we'll be listening to them exclusively today. The Baltimore Consort is a musical ensemble that performs really a wide variety of early music, also Renaissance music, and music from sometimes later periods, but they specifically specialize in music of the Elizabethan period, and that's what they usually had played at the beginning of their organization. But soon they expanded their repertoire to include not only Elizabethan music, but also Scottish music, broadside ballads, and Italian, French, and other European music of the 16th and 17th centuries. So their music really bridges the genres of classical and folk music. And they were founded in the year 1980, and I think they're still in existence, but they really had their heyday in the 80s and also the early 90s. And the three CDs that we're going to hear from today are from that particular period. We're going to begin with a CD called Ladies' Delight. It's entertainment music of Elizabethan England. The singer here is Custa LaRue, and she is noted for doing early folk music, not only American, but also Scottish folk music and other folk music of other countries. And we'll listen to some of that kind of music a little bit later. But now we'll listen to this group of pieces from Ladies' Delight. We'll hear A Jig by Richard Reed, Chipasa by John Johnson, Yonder Comes a Courteous Knight by Thomas Ravenscroft, The Lady's Delight, and a piece called Jump at My Cousin. Members of the Baltimore Consort doing entertainment music of Elizabethan England. Thank you.
Yonder comes a courteous knight, lustily raking o'er the lay. He was well ware of our bonny lass, as she came wandering o'er the way. Then she sang, Donna, don, hey, don, daddy. Then she sang, Donna, don, hey, don, daddy. Jove, you speed, fair lady, he said. That be so green, if I were a king and wore a crown, for soon, fair lady, shouldst thou be a queen. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Oh, soldier, oh, save you, fair lady, he said, among the roses that be so red. If I have not my will of you, for soon, fair lady, shall I be dead. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Then he looked east, then he looked west. He would get not so dear. He could not find a privy place, for all lay in the devil's mouth. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. If you will carry me, gentle sir, a maid unto my father, then you shall have your will of me. On the purple and on the pole. Then she sang down and down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down and down, hey down, daddy. He set her up upon a steed, and himself upon as though they had been sister and brother. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. It was well walled round about. She rode in at a wicket gate, and shot the foreign fool without. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down the down, hey down, daddy. You had me, quoth she, abroad in the field, among the corn, amidst the hay, where you might had your will of me. For in good face I never said nay. Then she sang down a down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down a down, hey down, daddy. You had me also amid the field, among the rushes that were so brown, where you might hide your will of me, but you had not the face to lay me down. Then she sang down and down, hey down, daddy. Then she sang down and down, hey down, daddy. He pulled out his neck-brown sword, and
From a CD called The Lady's Delight, we just heard the Baltimore Consort performing, a group of pieces. The first, a jig, the second is Chufalba, second yonder comes from A Courteous Knight, Lady's Delight, and then Jump at My Cousin. These are Elizabethan songs, and again, the singer there was Custer LaRue, who was one of the founders of the Baltimore Consort. The reason it's called the Baltimore Consort, because one of its founders, Roger Harmon, and also Mindy Rosenfeld, they taught lute at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, Maryland, and that is where exactly they found the ensemble. As I mentioned, that first group of pieces came from a CD called The Lady's Delight, and now we're going into a CD called The Art of the Body Song. And the Baltimore Consort is joined here by a group of singers called The Merry Companions. We begin with a prelude, spelled P-R-E-L-E-W-D, and the prelude is called An East Seed Robin Cuckolds All in a Row. Then a group of pieces from the group called To the Tavern, I Gave Her Cakes and I Gave Her Ale by Henry Purcell. Then Taking His Beer and With Old Anacrusis by Aldridge. And then the third in this group, Fie Nay Prithee John by Purcell again. Then from Men and Maids, Cold and Raw by an anonymous composer. A group called Coming of Age, we hear The Miller's Delight by Henry Purcell, and then Will Said to His Mammy by John Jones. And we'll end with a piece called The Old Fumbler, which is an anonymous piece from 1790. And again, members of the Baltimore Consort and the Merry Companions.
Sack and sherry. I kissed her once and I kissed her twice, and we were wondrous merry. I gave her peaks and bracelets fine, and I gave her sack and sherry. I kissed her, she was a fierce, and I strolled my beard, and we were wondrous merry. I gave her cakes, and I gave her spade, and I gave her sack and sherry. I kissed her once, and I kissed her twice, and we were wondrous merry. I gave her cakes, and I gave her spade, and I gave her sack and sherry. I kissed her once, and I kissed her twice, and we were wondrous merry. I gave her my heart's merry, my cock's merry, my thrice kind, and I merry, merry, my heart and merry. I kissed her once, and I kissed her twice, and we were wondrous merry.
curses, quoth surly swashbuckler.
Your wife, sir, mine arse is.
Whose is, quoth sage, she's a homely brown lass, but after a bumper or two she may pass.
The advice was so right, it converted Sir Knight, who all his life after drank Saturday night.
Taking his beer with soda and the curses, quoth surly swashbuckler,
your wife, sir, mine arses.
Those have it, quoth sage, she's a homely brown lass, but after a bumper or two she may pass.
The advice was so right, it converted a knight, who on his life after drank Saturday night.
The advice was so right, it converted a knight, most early swash thunder,
your wife, sir, mine, ours is.
Fine, prithee, John, do not quarrel, man. Let's be merry and drink about.
You're a rogue, you've cheated me. I prove before this company I carried a farthing, sir, for all you are so stout.
Sir, you lie, I scorn your word, or any man that wears a sword.
For all your huff, who cares a turn?
Oh, who cares for you?
Fine, may prithee, John, I prove before not quarrel, man, I care to fathom, be merry, and you ring so stout.
Sir, you lie, I scorn your word, or any man that wears a sword. For all your huff, who cares a turn? Oh, who cares for you?
Sir, you lie, may prithee, John, or any man that wears a sword. For all your huff, be merry, and you ring so stout.
Sir, you lie, may prithee, John, or any man that wears a sword. For all your huff, be merry,
and then your face, sir. miller's daughter riding to the fair without a saddle upon a scurvy mare. Cried, "Oh, mother, I'm quite undone, I'm quite undone, I'm all o'grown with hair. Away, you silly daughter, this heavy she's concern. And if you won't believe me, look here, look here, here, look here, here,
I'm quite
look here, look here, here, and you may then take her aside, she may the matter say, oh, mother, you're 10 times worse, mother, you're 10 times worse, you're 10 times worse, you're 10 times worse, why should you read upon the
to his mammy that he would go moving,
but he would he wear,
but he walked not home.
Soft a while my lamb
still yet abide he,
like a fool,
lest he was
blind.
In faith I'll have
do I need for a wife
in my debt I may not tell?
Oh, there to have
a wife. Oh,
tis a small to my heart, tis a long to my back and to my head.
Scarcely was he weathered before the heart my spins,
that he was
largely was he headed,
and his cheeks looked thin,
and
to repent
he did not
speak in.
A fig for such a wife,
a wife,
a wife.
Oh, what a life do I need for a wife
in my bed,
I may not tell you.
Oh, there to have a wife.
Oh, tis a smart to my heart,
tis a rack to my back,
and to my bed.
All you that are bachelors, be loved by crying
to remain so
still. Better for to tarry,
and alone to lie,
like a fool,
with a vocal
cry.
A fig for such a
wife,
a wife,
a
wife.
Oh,
what a life do I need to
find
a wife
in my bed,
I may not tell you.
Oh, there
to have a wife,
a wife,
a wife.
Oh,
tis a smart
to my heart,
tis a wreck
to my back,
and to my bed.
Smug, rich, and fantastic, old Fumbler was known, that wedded a brisk, juicy girl of the town. Her face like an angel, fair, plump, and unmaid, her lute well in tune to could he have but played. But lost is his skill, let him do what he can, she finds him in bed, a weak, silly old man. He coughs in her ear. Tis in vain to come on. Forgive me, my dear, I'm a silly old man. She laid his dry hand on her snowy soft breast, and from those white hills gave a glimpse of the west. But ah, what is age when our youth's but a span? She found him an infant instead of a man.
Ah, pardon, he'd cry, that I'm weary so soon. You have let down my base, I'm no longer in tune. Lay by thy dear instrument, prithee lie still. I can play but one lesson, and that I play ill.
We heard the Baltimore Consort and with the singer Custer LaRue and also a group of male singers called the Merry Companions doing a group of pieces there from the Art of the Body song. And we are featuring music by that consort today here on Continuum. The consort was formed, as I mentioned before, in 1980, and they are still performing in the Baltimore area and also throughout, I understand, the whole United States. We're going to continue with more music featuring the Baltimore Consort from a CD of theirs called The Mad Buckgoat. And this is music specifically from ancient Ireland. And ancient Ireland doesn't go that far back like when we talk about ancient music in Europe. Ancient Ireland, we're talking about music from the 1700s and 1800s. We'll listen to a group of pieces. The first is The Mad Buckgoat, the same as the title. Then we have a piece called Willy Winky, and then Trough, spelled T-R-U-A-G-H, and we'll end with a piece called The Beggar. Again, members of the Baltimore Consort.
Thank you.
Oh,
The Baltimore Consort performing on their CD called The Mad Buckcoat. This is really ancient music of Ireland. And we heard beginning with the piece called The Mad Buckcoat, then Willie Winky, and then a piece called Truo, and then ending with a piece called The Beggar. We do have time for a few more, and so we're going to return back to the Art of the Bawdy Song. There's some absolutely spectacular pieces on that CD. We'll begin with Gathering Peas Cods, then My Lady and Her Maid, and then two pieces, actually, by Henry Purcell. The first, As Roger Lay at Night Next to Jenny, and ending with the Purcell piece called, one of my favorites, as a bawdy ballad called Pox on You, and you'll understand why when you hear it. Again, members of the Baltimore Consort from their CD, The Art of the Bawdy Song.
Should the wager win? John lights three candles then, and sets them both upright. With the first fart she blew them out, with the next she gave them light. In comes my lady then, with all her might and main, and blew them out, and in and out, and in and out again. My lady and her maid, upon a merry pin, they made a match at farting, who should the wager win? John light three candles then, and sets them both upright. They made a match at farting, with the next she gave them light. John light three candles then, and sets them both upright. They made a match at farting, with the next she gave them light. As Roger last night to Jenny lay close, he pulled out his budget and gave her a dose. The tickling no sooner kind Jenny did find, but with laughing she perched both before and behind. Us take it, quoth Roger, he must himself be beside that gives pills. Pills against wind and against tide, as Roger last night to Jenny lay close, he pulled out his budget
and gave her that dose that eating the sooner it congenit it finds. But with laughing she budged both before and behind. But take it, the small, he must himself really find that his parents she's purged against wind and against tides. As Rajanath's might, as Jenny Lake's heart,
but with laughing
she's budged and gained and gained.
Pox on you! Pox on you! Pox on you for a fall!
Your stomach's too queasy! Cannot I belch? Cannot I belch and fart? You coxcomb to ease me! What if I let fly in your face and shall please ye?
Och, sour he smelt, now he's at it, now he's at it again. Ouchie beast, I never met so nasty a man. I'm not able to bear it.
What the devil do you mean? No less than a Caesar, no less than a Caesar, no, no, no less than a Caesar decreed, with great reason, no restraint, no restraint should be laid on the bum or the weasen, for belching and farting were always in season.
Not less than a
pox on you,
not less than
pox on you,
not so
pox on you, for a fox to your stomach's great reason. Cannot I belt, cannot I belt and fight? Pox from too easy. What if I let fly in your face and shout?
And ending with one of my favorite bawdy songs, Pox on You, actually by Henry Purcell, from the CD, The Art of the Bawdy Song by the Baltimore Consort. Hope you've enjoyed them, and we will play some more of their CDs for you in the future. We do have quite a collection of their, some 10 or 12 CDs. Hope you've enjoyed it, and as I said, we'll play some more at a later date. In the meantime, have a good week, and we'll see you again here on Continuum next week.